Welcome to the Improvised Wikipedia Podcast. I'm here with my friend John Hunger.
I am here with my friend Glenn Tickle, and as always, we are attempting to rewrite the entirety of Wikipedia in easy, convenient to listen to podcast form, one page at a time. Glenn, it's good to be back in the studs with you.
Always great to be here.
Yeah. Do you like that I called it the studs?
The studs? Yeah, I'm into it.
Yeah, I'm feeling it. For those that are just hopping on board, getting on board with the Improv Wiki Pod here, we keep score because that's something that we started way back in the day. And right now, we are still holding what is turning out to be a commanding lead here. Only three pages, but we've won 15, Wikipedia's won 12, we've tied six times. I'm feeling pretty high on life right now.
Honestly, the idea that we've won any of these is remarkable. When you suggested keeping score at the jump of this thing, I was like, we're never going to win. Like, Wikipedia is 1,000 people putting facts on a thing, and we're two dinguses doing nonsense talking to microphones.
Yeah, but what you failed to take into consideration is you didn't quantify or qualify if those 1,000 people editing the page were also dinguses.
Yeah, that's true.
Which it turns out a lot of them are.
And we know things.
We know some stuff.
We're like smart, capable adult men.
Yeah. We also fail miserably a lot.
Yeah, no.
Too.
Sometimes we really whiff it.
Yeah. But we did throw it out to the world. And I also, before we get to this week's topic, as suggested by our fans, I do want to throw it out there. If you're listening, follow the podcast on Facebook, Improvised Wikipedia. Check us out on Facebook as well, either Glenn Tickle or myself. That's where we will ask for suggestions for topics. And you, the people, we're keeping this very democratic. Are helping us figure out how we're going to take Wikipedia down one topic at a time.
Yeah.
So that's how you do it. Get on that Facebook, Improvise Wikipedia.
Yeah, if you're listening to this and you're like, man, I wish they would do one on pens. That's
we
how
can
you
do
it.
That. We can could. Do it.
We're not, this episode's not about pens.
No, because it should be truly improvised. It needs to come from the people or some other random method.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Do that for us, huh?
Drop us some hot suggestions. It's right. Hard to abbreviate suggestions and keep it plural without it just being suggests.
Some jests, maybe? Some suggy jests?
Hit us with a couple jests.
Hit us
Let
up
Let me
with,
get a jest.
Hit me up with a suggy jest.
Come on, give us them hot suggy jests.
Oh, man. Give me a pair of suggy jests
just
to play
Just the suggiest
with.
Jests.
Oh, boy.
Gross.
So we have two workable suggy jests this week. So I need a number between one and two.
Oh man. One.
Okay. One. Great.
Get it in early. You get rewarded.
A coworker and friend, Alexis Grant, made
Alexis.
A fantastic suggestion. You should follow her on Instagram. She does these amazing sketches of food. They are awesome. Very, very fun. Very similar to the sketches that they have on the Great British Bake Off when, like, contestants are describing what they're playing.
Yeah, those nice, like, watercolor jams.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She does stuff similar to that. And I'm on her all the time trying to get her to watch that show. She doesn't watch that show. I'm like, this is the closest thing to you in, like, TV form that I ever...
I'm sold. I like nice drawings of food.
Right? So, yeah, give her a follow on Instagram. I'll look up her handle at some point and... We can say it on the podcast. Just search for it, Alexis Grant. So she wants to know all about the German chocolate cake.
Okay.
Very on brand for her as we talk about drawings
sure.
of cakes and the Great British Bake Off.
She probably got a great German chocolate cake drawing somewhere.
If not, she better after this episode.
All right. So originated in Germany, obviously.
Which we want to say? Do we want to do that, or is it one of those obnoxious Pennsylvania
yeah,
Dutch things
wrong.
That happens in Pennsylvania?
You know, maybe.
I don't know.
Like, or it could be the thing of like French fries aren't French, French toast isn't French.
Right. Like, how do we sell more of this cake? I don't know. Throw a foreign country on it, and people
make
are
it
gonna,
sound
yeah.
fancy. Like Philadelphia cream cheese isn't from Philadelphia. It's just because at the time Philadelphia was considered very fancy, so they just called it that.
Oh, dang. I mean, it could be one of those things. Like, I know Black Forest cake is a thing, right? That
is
comes
it the
from
same?
Germany. It's not the same.
Black Forest is in Germany.
Well, Black Forest cake has like I think cherry kirsch and like
it's
cherries,
probably cherries
in it too,
in there.
And it's very chocolatey and it's basically chocolate.
A lot of people know Black Forest entirely cherry trees.
Really?
I have no idea.
Huh. I should have had your back on that.
Might as well be.
Yeah, right.
Black ones. That's why it's unusual.
The black cherry forest.
Cherry trees, just black cherry trees.
Oh god.
The cherries themselves not black, the trees.
Yeah, sure.
Dark as night.
Oh my god.
Very spooky in
That's
there.
The pits.
That's why they get a lot of like grim fairy tales from that region, because it's spooky. Because the trees are all dark black.
You're doing really nice logic work right now, but I just
like
want to point
so.
Out my terrible pun.
I'm riding high on.
You just ran over my
new
pun.
T-shirt smell.
Oh, shit. You haven't washed it yet? You're wearing a new T-shirt?
Yeah, no. I just picked it up today. I'm hosting Nerd Night Bethlehem Star Wars Spectacular in a few hours, and I realized this morning I don't own a Star Wars shirt.
That feels weird.
Very off-brand. I have, I for sure have owned Star Wars shirts, but boy, if I couldn't find one today.
Probably lost it last time you went exploring in the Bavarian forests.
I mean, it's probably in like a bag I used to go to the gym.
Yeah. So I guess to bring all this nonsense back to, is the German chocolate cake actually German or is it just being sold as German?
I think that's
the crux of whether
I
we win or lose.
Ooh, man, this is a real coin flip. Because I think you're right. Like, if we get this wrong, we're out.
Yeah, I mean, this the whole thing hinges on whether or not it's German. And, like, part of me is like, all right, the Pennsylvania Dutch tradition likes to represent itself as German a lot, but they also like to be like, no, it's Dutch. It's very strange, right? Like, I don't know. I almost feel like they'd be bragging more if this was their creation.
Right, like it would just be called the Pennsylvania Dutch chocolate
probably cake. But then again, like, hey, I don't think German chocolate cake is like a regional thing. I think it's more well known, but it could be that Philadelphia cream cheese type scenario of people were like, I don't know, I
is
guess
there this a time
be,
in history when
this is pre-World Wars, I guess.
Yeah,
people
is there
were
a
like
time
oh,
in history
dang.
Where people were like, oh, Germany, that's fancy,
right?
I don't know that there is.
No,
it would definitely be 1800s or before.
It has to.
Because there's a real turning point for a while there.
Yeah. Famously so, actually.
So I think OG German.
OG German. We're gonna say that this thing,
the real ones, not the
right, like the Black ones. Forest cake, it has some German roots. I don't even know if the Black Forest cake has any German roots. I just assume it does. Because of those dank ass cherry trees. The aforementioned dank cherry trees.
Yeah, so I think German. So let's first cookbook appearance, I think, probably be mentioned,
I mean,
in the,
like,
Wikipedia page.
You got to look at 1800s, maybe late 1700s.
See, I would
maybe
say
late 1700s, but beyond that. Because, like, a lot of those sugary sweet stuff, like, sugar wasn't. Sugar is the key here. Sugar and chocolate, right? Not.
Both expensive ingredients.
Super expensive.
Historically.
Right.
Hard to come by.
Right. So you're not going to have that
but
the further
I think
you go back.
Is
in
German
time.
Chocolate cake not particularly sweet?
I remember it being very sweet.
Okay. I could be wrong. I don't know about cakes. I don't like cake, John.
You don't like cake?
I don't hate it.
What's your go-to dessert?
Like, give me, like, ice cream or, like candy. I eat candy too much. Cake, like, is fine. I don't seek it out. I'm not going to slap it out of your hand if you present it to me. But, like, when I was a kid, my mom would always make me a Rice Krispie treat cake for my birthday.
That's not cake.
Right. But she would just shape, like, a big Rice Krispie into, like, Lino or whatever I was into.
Okay, big Thundercats fan.
Yeah. Thundercats is dope.
Can I just give you some advice?
Sure.
Like, if you did start slapping cake out of people's hands, you'd be a lot more interesting.
No, I'll eat it. It's just, I don't.
Well, I mean, cake's a special occasion thing.
I don't get hyped,
like,
about it.
Really? See, I don't know. Like, I have such bad problems with dairy that ice cream is just, like, off the table for me. So, like, yeah, I can futz with some cake, but that's like fine. Again, roll the dice, right? I gotta be armed with some lactate pills.
I had some Moravian sugar cake today.
Yeah, that's not great.
I enjoyed it.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, we picked some up at the farmer's market this morning, brought it to a brunch. It's not very sweet despite it being called sugar cake. You would think.
You're just like a bunch of contradictions today.
It was
like, I don't like cake. I love candy, but I want my cake to be not so sweet.
No,
I
didn't complain about it.
Like, what the fuck are you doing?
It wasn't
get your shit together and like, explain what you are to me.
It
Glenn.
Was like bread, but it had like a bit of sugar on the top, is what it felt and tasted like.
Okay.
Bread's great.
Okay, well that makes sense then.
Your boy fucks with some bread.
Okay, if you fuck with some bread, I'm now on board. I'm just trying to understand your point of
like
view here. Because quite frankly, it's a little irritating that you don't like cake.
I don't dislike it. It's just...
How do you celebrate special occasions?
With Rice Krispie Treats
no,
and ice cream.
Stop. Glenn, no.
I'm never going to get hard over cake.
I've never been hard over cake. I'm not looking to try to fuck a pan of brownies and get like baby cupcakes out of it.
See, I actively dislike brownies.
Why?
Ugh, because they're not good.
I mean, okay, look, you're allowed to have your tastes and opinions. It literally affects me zero. I'm just trying to better understand. I've never met someone who's like, yeah, give me candy, but fuck all the other desserts.
That's not what I said at all. I said I don't enjoy cake very much.
And you actively dislike
brownies.
I don't
like
brownies.
I won't eat a brownie. If it's like a warm brownie with ice cream, I might like split a dessert with you at Applebee's and have like a couple spoonfuls of that brownie, but no thanks.
I mean, this is like, I'm sorry I'm so frustrated. I have to let you be, but like,
this is my mother-in-law is the same way.
I just don't know who you are anymore.
She very much likes like cakes and pastries. So anytime we're anywhere where that's like the dessert option, I was like, no, thank you. She's like, how do you do it? I'm like, it's 100% not a self-control thing. I ate like 4 Reese's peanut butter cups before I drove here today.
Full size or mini?
Full size. What am I, a popper? But yeah, I don't know.
I mean, that's common ground for us, I guess.
Yeah. Like, what am I going to do? Eat a raspberry Danish?
No,
get out of here.
Come on, man.
Get out of here.
Get out of here, Denmark.
Ugh.
Fuck off.
Denmark.
Ugh.
What if we just dumped a bunch of shit on top of a croissant? Yeah, it does nothing for me.
Yeah. Yeah, Europe's really big on like jams in their dessert too.
Baby, do they love some jam?
Yeah, they're like, you know what we should do? We should take
really
a perfectly delicious dessert.
This thing up.
Yeah. Let's make it real fucking weird texturally. Mm.
Which I get, because like, you need to make the preserves to like preserve the like you can't have fruit in the winter in the black forests of Germany unless you,
okay,
you know, jar that shit in July.
Sure. Okay. Yeah.
So what are you
gonna, that historical context actually helps me.
So what are you gonna do with it?
Helps me out a little bit.
Just eat jam? You gotta think of some creative uses. Plus,
yeah,
like it's the winter, so you're not out there in the fields. You got time to kill. So why not dream up weird recipes to make use of that? Just go play Chopped in your 17th century Black Forest kitchen. With
you're making so much sense right now, and it's
jam,
doing nothing but making
all this
me
jam
angry.
You got.
I'm so angry.
Oh, we have. All right, we have a jar of jam. We have some almonds, and we have pastry crust. 30 minutes on the clock. Go, and that's how you get the Danish.
But, Papa, you don't like Danish. So, I'm thinking late 1700s, early 1800s, German chocolate cake.
I feel like there's probably an episode of The Great British Bake Off where somebody did this and they talked about the history of, like, maybe it was the hard challenge round.
The technical challenge.
The technical challenge.
Currently rewatching all of just binging the seasons, like... It's the ultimate stress relief, that show.
That's very chill.
Oh, it's so good. Everyone's so polite. They're there to bake and do their best, and they're very happy and supportive of each other, and there's weird desserts, and, you know, there's just everything is just, it's almost like an ASMR experience for me of, like, having it on
right
in the background is just, like, my blood pressure naturally lowers.
Like, we've mentioned Nailed It before on the show. the Nicole Byer Netflix baking show.
Yeah, when I want some schadenfreude.
Right, it's very funny and enjoyable to watch, but like, I'm not going to fall asleep to it.
No. You
know, like, I'll put Great British Bake Off just like to relax.
Oh,
just
it's so good. I you know what?
Nice British people making bread.
I
complimenting
love,
each other.
I love the last two seasons. The new hosts, I actually prefer them to the original. Having binged all of the seasons that are available, because that's what 36 looks like, I prefer the new hosts. I don't miss Mary Berry at all.
They did a
good
job.
Mary Berry at all. They were fine. They were great.
And we got
new
Noel
ones,
Fielding now.
New ones are good. Noel's great.
Big Mighty Boosh fan. Oh. What is even the topic?
German chocolate cake.
German chocolate cake. So
in...
I think maybe originated in Germany, but I feel like the first cookbook reference is going to be like, oh, it was in like a... It was... That might have been the Pennsylvania Dutch connection. Like, somebody wrote it down over here.
Right,
because
in
like
Germany...
As like a recipe from the homeland.
Right, because in Germany it would be called
chocolate cake. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking.
Okay. All
right. Because they're not, like, no one's in Berlin right now being like, I'm going to make a delicious German chocolate cake. I'm just making cake.
Right.
So somebody would have had to have called it German chocolate cake.
Right. Because, and yeah, that makes sense, too. Because, like, if you were in Germany and you're making this cake, like, you would think you would, if you're going to name it based on a location, you're probably going to name it on the town you're in. Right, or the region to have that like very specific local pride to it. No one's going to be like, ah, this represents the entire country.
Like, if you're throwing down an original mac and cheese recipe, you're not going to call it America.
America, yeah, you're not even going to call it Pennsylvania. You're going to be like, this is South Bethlehem,
this is Bethlehem
mac and cheese.
Macaroni and cheese.
Yeah. Also, famously, don't like recipes.
No,
I love to cook. Can't bake because I don't like following instructions. I know the ingredients that are in something, and I roughly know how to get there. Yeah, that's when I'm at my best.
I do that a lot in the kitchen as well. My wife only strictly follows a recipe. No cooking improv skills on that woman. If it says like you need coarse kosher salt, but we only have kosher salt, she's like, I gotta run to the store.
No, you don't.
You don't.
You just don't.
It's fine.
Yeah. It sounds like the way to defeat your wife is with adjectives.
Yeah. She's a very particular woman. But yeah, I'll do this. Like, I made macaroni and cheese for lunch the other day, and my mother-in-law was like, where'd you get the recipe? I didn't. I had macaroni and I had cheese.
Yeah, it's two ingredients. It's not hard to figure out.
Basic skills.
Yeah.
Because I learned to cook from watching like Iron Chef and Good Eats and stuff on TV, where it's very much like people winging it in the kitchen, or in the case of Good Eats, like explaining the science behind why doing a thing in cooking works.
Right,
so once you know that, you're like, oh yeah, I get it. Like, once you know why you're adding flour to a thing, you're like, okay, I get it.
Yeah. Love that. Yeah. In my younger days, in those legendary Mansfield University of Pennsylvania days, one of my roommates, Miles, taught me the joys of drunken Iron Chef competitions in the home. So when we lived off campus together, we would get irresponsibly intoxicated and then like be like, well, we got a bunch of apples, guess we're doing apples tonight. And it was a miracle no one like lost an appendage or the house didn't burn down. No recall on what any of that food tasted like, but I remember it being very fun.
Yeah. And you have the advantage of being drunk, so not really minding what the food tastes like as much.
Right.
Plus, most food right after you cook it tastes pretty good.
Yeah, it's fine. It's hot. I'm happy.
Yeah, like it's hard to really mess something up too bad. If you like put it in the fridge, you might not want to reheat it the next morning. But
oh yeah, there's so many things that can go wrong with a reheat, right? Like even the best of foods on a reheat, you just. Oof.
Do you think we keep getting off topic because we don't know anything about it?
It's a chocolate cake. It comes from Germany. It's dense. It's
there
got
was
chocolate
a very
frosting.
Early.
No, wait. It doesn't have chocolate frosting. Doesn't it have like a molassesy? Isn't that the thing? It's like a. It's almost like a light brownish, like weird icing on it, and I think that's the
like
thing.
The icing's lighter.
Is
than
there coconut in it? Is there like
ugh.
A?
No wonder I don't know anything about it. Coconut's the pits, as we've talked about in our coconuts episode.
Yeah, I don't. There's a weird frosting on it. It's not like It's not like that glorious American invention, the Entenmann's fudge cake.
Sure.
Which is just like, you like.
Is it more
you
like a glaze?
You like thick cakes to stick your dick into? Get an Entenmann's fudge cake. Oh, yeah.
It's weird that that's their slogan.
It is so strange. They're a family-friendly company, too.
So, is it like a glaze then? Like, it's not like a.
No, it is
it's not
an
like
icing.
Icing.
It is an icing. Yeah. It's not a glaze. But I think that's what turns a lot of people off and why this cake might not be as popular.
So there's a very early colonial cookbook that gets cited a lot as like the source of a lot of like the original source right. of a lot
Cooking
of
Cooking for the King in the New World.
And I knew the name of it at
I just
some
said
point
it.
In life and
get
yeah,
on board. I just said it.
Yep,
Cooking for the King in the New
is.
World. Yep.
Where like a lot of things got written down, if not for the like, not necessarily the first time, but like that's the book that we found. You know, like there might be earlier versions of whatever the recipes are, but like I don't know, it was 500 years ago, so
right.
You're not gonna plus like that long ago, not a ton of reading and writing going on.
Another fair point. Another fair point. Your recipes are like oral traditions passed down from generation to generation. That's why it's tough to date those like. Those,
yeah, so
those
a lot of
things.
Like first appearance recipes is somebody, because you know when you look up a recipe online and it's four pages of someone's like personal journey to finding
oh god, it's such
or
a
some
new
bullshit.
Trend that makes me want to put my head through a computer
just
screen.
Just tell me how much
yeah.
shit I need and what to do to it and get out of my face.
I was walking through the aisles at Wegmans.
I've
today.
Never cared anything.
And I was particularly struck by kumquats.
The first two pages.
They're citrus fruits that you pop the whole thing in your mouth. What a fun
sour. You love
sour.
A kumquat.
Oh, they're so good. They're so, so, so underrated. Yeah, no, I'm with you there. I'm feeling it. I got nothing else on German chocolate cakes. There's probably cherries involved because there's always like maybe that traditional way to decorate it is with cherries. But like I'm telling you, there's something going on with that frosting, which is what makes this not as popular as it could be.
Well, I know Dutch chocolate is like references a specific process, as references a process of chocolate making, not the origin of the cake.
Okay.
Which has something to do with like how it's conched or some nonsense.
Or like tempering chocolate specifically.
Yep,
I think
that's another
yeah.
good. That's another good.
You know, it's interesting.
Specific
we
chocolate.
We wait till
term.
The end of our time to actually say, here's all the things that
yeah,
we actually
know. We know things about chocolate.
We
like,
should
I know
concentrate.
Conching.
We should concentrate more and not get distracted by the fact that you're a monster who doesn't eat cake.
But what's in there? So chocolate, obviously, flour, egg, sugar, butter.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe some cherries on top
yeah.
to decorate.
I think there's coconut involved. I really do.
Ugh.
I don't know.
I don't think so. Because if we're going back this far, where are they getting coconut?
Oh, from countries that they overtook.
Yeah, but like you'd have to be like a king.
Yeah, this is a fancy ass cake. This isn't a cake of the people.
It's
this
not?
Is, no, this is the aristocracy.
See, I was thinking very much like
no,
the
no.
people's chocolate cake.
Oh, no, man.
The People's Republic of
chocolate cake. Yeah. I don't know. Feeling like we're going to lose this one.
I'm going to say 1746.
Great. 1746. It appears in a recipe book.
Yeah.
For the first time.
And there was two pages about somebody's grandma
mm-hmm.
in the cookbook and how they taught her when she was a wee lass how to make the chocolate cake of royalty in the homeland.
I mean, that's it. That's what else do you need, right? We're not gonna talk about cooking process. We're not gonna give
you
a
recipe.
You bake
it. You throw it in the oven. You right. mix some shit together and you throw it in the oven.
I mean, there might be
350 for 48 minutes.
There might actually be a recipe on there, but we're not qualified for recipes.
I could probably like.
You just did.
Slap a cake recipe together.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. Maybe when you go to post this one, you can write that up in the show notes and post that recipe. Don't try too hard, though.
I would say, like, yeah, I don't think. I was going to say, like, a stick of butter, but I don't think butter was sticks back then. A cup of butter, just equal. A cup of butter, a cup of flour, a cup of sugar, a cup of cocoa powder. cup of milk and a cup of eggs.
A cup of eggs? Yeah. Good Lord.
You gotta like...
All right. How long? What do you do? You pour it? You gotta mix it until, it thick?
Up. Yeah, you scramble it up like you're gonna...
All right. And then you pour it in a cake pan, right?
And then you just take a cup of that.
All right. And then you bake it for what?
48 minutes, 350.
All right. So... Tell you what, even if we lose this episode today, we can make your recipe that you just said, and if it tastes good, we'll strike it and we'll tie.
Deal.
All right. Well, let's step aside. We got to thank our sponsors, and when we come back, we'll see just how poorly we did.
Probably.
Yeah, pretty bad on the German chocolate cake. Ding dong.
Boo boo. You made a noise, so I wanted to make a noise.
Yeah, no, I was starting the ad copy that's in front of you. Is I say ding dong for the doorbell, and you answer it. This is a little...
Oh.
You want to start over?
Yeah.
You can edit this out, but you won't.
Sure.
Ding dong.
Hi.
Hey, neighbor. Can I borrow your leaf blower? The tree's been dumping a lot of tree stuff in my yard.
Yeah, you can. I have two.
Oh, that's so great.
You can keep my old one that doesn't work good.
Oh,
that
man.
I just haven't found a good way to get rid of.
Okay, that's still better than what I don't have, because leaf blowers are the number one way to move leaves in your backyard without a rake.
Oh, see, it's good that you tagged it without a rake, because I would say rake, still number one.
Stick to the script, Glenn. They're paying us money for this.
Don't let big rake interfere.
Yeah.
Leaf blowers. Do you want to make a lot of noise and move leaves? Leaf blowers.
Leaf blowers. Do you want to move those leaves into a pile because you have an Instagram account?
Leaf blowers. Do you want to explain the Bernoulli principle to children with toilet paper? Get a leaf blower.
I sure do.
You like mount the toilet paper at the edge with like a paper towel with like a, you bend like a coat hanger, get it on there.
Yeah.
And then you turn it on and it unrolls it.
Oh, that's fun.
Because like it changes the air pressure, so it pulls, it's very... Kids go bananas for this.
I'm going bananas for it, and I'm not even looking at it right now.
It's real fun to do.
Sort of living.
And it's a great way if, like, you hate your gym teacher, TP his house, get a leaf blower. It's hard to do in the middle of the night because they're very loud.
Well, here's the thing. You TP his house, and he wakes up. Double whammy.
Oh, man, he's going to be extra grumpy.
Take that, Mr. Urdesy. I don't think that was your name.
Was that your real gym teacher?
Maybe. I think he was like a coach or something. I don't know.
Yeah. Enjoy this toilet paper, Mr. Karam. That was my, I think, first grade gym teacher. He wrestled a bear once.
Oh, wow.
Not in school, but he showed us a video, and we were confused about why we were watching our gym teacher wrestle a bear.
He had a video of himself wrestling a bear?
Yeah.
Wow. That's pretty dope. If I had a video of me wrestling a bear and I survived and wasn't like mauled,
no, because it wasn't like he came across a bear and subdued it. It was like a let's drug this bear up and put it in a ring with an elementary school gym teacher.
Fuck you, Mr. Karam.
Yeah, I wasn't a fan.
I don't even care if you're listening, Mr. Karam. You're probably dead now, anyways. Jerk.
He was
guy.
Probably younger then than we are now. I would assume.
Thanks for that. Now I feel weird.
Well, I mean, we're the same age, so I don't feel that bad.
I don't know. I don't know. This is weird. Hey, if you're buying a leaf blower, use Improv Wikipod at checkout. Promo code Improv Wikipod at checkout. Save 10%.
You can save 20% with the code RIP Mr. Karam, who may or may not be dead.
All right, we are back. We're back.
There's some cherries I see on that bad
there
boy.
There are a couple cherries on this picture. I pulled up the official.
Is there flaky coconut on top?
I don't know.
That looks like a crumble of some kind.
Let's not get ahead of ourselves.
All right. Well,
friends.
It looks fancy.
It does, because this is a cake of kings. So we have before us the German chocolate cake page for Wikipedia. I don't have to scroll, so that's good.
Ooh, that's a good sign for
this
us.
This is a good sign for us. There's literally one section. There's the original, the opening paragraph, and there's a history section, then a couple links, and that's it.
Man, so when we lose this, it's going to feel extra bad.
Yeah. I'm going to go right to the sidebar. I don't usually do this, but it tells us a lot of things already, right? So the alternate name for the German chocolate cake would be the Germans chocolate cake, possessive.
Okay.
I think we might find out why. It is a layer cake. It is a dessert.
Come on.
The main ingredients are chocolate cake. That's not an ingredient.
That's
fuck
not
off,
an ingredient,
Wikipedia.
And of course it's a dessert.
Icing.
What did you have for breakfast this morning? I had a delicious German's chocolate cake.
So
because I was confused.
Technically speaking, it lists two main ingredients, and the ingredients are chocolate cake and icing.
Okay, well then that sidebar can F right off.
Well, hold on. There's some parenthetical ingredients that are made up. The icing is made up of egg, evaporated milk, coconut,
ugh,
and pecan.
Yuck.
Glenn,
pecans are fine.
Where do you think this cake originated?
In Germany.
United States.
Ooh.
But I specifically have a state or region listed here on this sidebar.
Pennsylvania.
Texas.
Texas?
Yeah.
You weren't even a state for a long time, bud.
Oh, boy. When do you think this cake was invented?
Like 1994, apparently.
1957, yeah.
Yikes.
By a Mrs. George Clay. That's all in our little sidebar here for German chocolate cake.
So way off.
So
way.
Here's the thing. We got coconut.
You said
something.
Coconut a couple of times. There's cherries in that picture.
The main ingredients part was just bullshit. Chocolate cake's not an ingredient. Wikipedia.
Yeah, what? Oh, this is delicious pizza. What did you put in it?
Pizza.
It's pizza. I put pizza in it, and that's the ingredient list because I'm an asshole.
All right. Well, you want to give us a shot? Should I give us a quick read? It's not going to take long.
Yeah.
German chocolate cake, originally German's chocolate cake, is a layered chocolate cake from the United States filled and topped with a coconut pecan frosting. It owes its name to an English-American chocolate maker named Samuel German.
Oh, so this is like a Canada Goose situation.
Yeah, man. He developed a formulation of dark baking chocolate that came to be used in the cake recipe. Oh, man. So, yeah. Oof. Damn it. Sweet baking chocolate is traditionally used for the chocolate flavor in the actual cake, but few recipes call for it today. The filling and or topping is a custard made with egg yolks and evaporated milk. Once it's cooked, pecans and coconut are stirred in. Occasionally, chocolate frosting is spread on the sides of the cake and piped around the circumference of the layers to hold in the filling.
I mean, occasionally you can do whatever the fuck you want.
Maraschino cherries are also occasionally added as a garnish.
You can occasionally draw Garfield on the top for somebody's birthday. You can do whatever you want.
Oh, that would make this so better. Can you imagine Garfield on there, right?
Yeah. I hate Mondays, but I love chocolate cake.
Named after Samuel German. All right, history
Sammy
section.
Germs.
All right, this is interesting. This is as interesting as we're going to get because there's not much left on this page. Its roots can be traced back to 1852, when American baker Samuel German developed a type of dark baking chocolate for the Baker's Chocolate Company. The brand name of the product, Baker's German's Sweet Chocolate, was named in honor of him.
That's still, I believe, like a company today.
Yeah, I think so. On June 3rd, 1957, a recipe for German's chocolate cake appeared as the recipe of the day in the Dallas Morning News. It was created by Miss George Clay, a homemaker from... it's got her actual address. 3831 Academy Drive, Dallas, Texas. Wow, that's pretty cool.
Do you think anybody, like how Breaking Bad fans throw pizza on that one house? Do you think anybody shows up and leaves chocolate cakes at this address?
Well, I mean, if we can get some listeners between here and Texas, I'd be willing to go on a road trip with you, do some live episodes, and throw some German chocolate cake at that
from
house.
This woman's house.
Be pretty good.
She's probably dead.
Oh, probably. The recipe was used... The recipe used the baking chocolate introduced 105 years prior and became quite popular. General Foods, which owns a baker's brand at the time, took notice and distributed the cake recipe to other newspapers in the country. Sales of their chocolate are said to have increased by as much as 73%, and the cake became
really
a national
staple. Really
would have
expected a higher number if we're bragging about how popular this cake got.
The possessive form, Germans, was dropped in subsequent publications forming German chocolate cake identity and giving the false impression of German origin. The recipe still remains popular to this day and has been adopted by baking companies. And June 11th is National German Chocolate Cake Day in America, which is interesting because the origin was June 3rd.
Should have just made it June 3rd.
Yeah, right? I mean, that's what I'm going to celebrate this year.
It's coming up.
It is.
Do you think it'll be like how we in the United States traditionally celebrate like Easter on Sunday, but then other places do it on the Monday?
I mean, where it's like, I didn't know that was a thing.
Where it's like chocolate cake day, and then a few days later, chocolate cake day, parentheses, observed.
Oh, man, that's fun. I mean, that's what I'm doing this year. I'm gonna
National whatever food days, I'm over hearing about them.
Right.
Except for from Pee Wee Herman. If you follow Pee Wee Herman's page on Facebook, mm-hmm. frequently posts about whatever National Food Day it
is. Does a nice job of it.
It's usually fun, but man, I don't want to hear from Burger King when it's National Burger Day.
You know?
I want to hear from Pee Wee Herman. I want to hear from Pee Wee Herman about most things.
Well, there's too many people who don't appreciate the genius of Paul Rubens just because of a public masturbation issue.
Especially in a porn theater, like, what else are you going to do?
Yeah, it's a porn theater. Like, people aren't there to respect the filmmaking.
Right.
So glad porn movie theaters aren't a thing, really, anymore.
No. Thanks, Internet.
Yeah. I feel like there's just too many national days of stuff anyway. Like, it must be so easy to get a national whatever day. Like, we should have national improvised
really,
Wikipedia
really
podcast
loses all
day.
Meaning. Yeah. You know, like, when you share a day with 15 other things.
Right,
and
yeah.
One of them's German chocolate cake.
Oy.
Like, the June 11th, it has to be, like, national something else day, too. And it's something like...
Oh, you know what? I'm going to check.
Probably something serious. That, like, somebody fought long and hard to get recognition for something. Mm-hmm. And they're like, oh, yeah, also, we like this cake.
According to this not really credible website, it's not even on there, but it is National Corn on the Cob Day.
Get out of here. You don't deserve a day.
Why does Corn on the Cob get a day? Let's see if this non-credible website.
You're the laziest kind of corn.
Here's a bunch more. Call Your Doctor Day, June 11th. It's observed on the second Tuesday of June. So it just happens to fall that way this year.
Well, yeah, I mean, you don't want to do it on a Sunday.
Yeah.
They're
we
off.
Got Corn on the Cob Day. Dirty Book Day. June 11th is Dirty Book Day.
Like old library book or like
no
Lady
explanation.
Chatterley's Lover?
I mean, I guess they leave it up to however your family traditionally celebrates.
Or like a
it.
Very old copy of Lady Chatterley's Lover.
It is also, wow.
I feel like my librarian wife is going to be very proud of that Lady Chatterley's Lover pull I just had.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt. There's a public holiday in the state of Hawaii that I can't pronounce, and out of respect for it, that actually is a thing that sounds like it should be a thing. Like, I don't want to butcher
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you deserve better than us taking a crack at this Hawaii.
Because on the same list, you've already got National Cotton Candy Day. And parentheses, that was moved from December 7th to June 11th for some reason.
Yeah, because I'm going to throw down some cotton candy mid-December? Get out of here. Mm-hmm. That's a summertime treat.
Right. So just like Call Your Doctor Day is observed on the second Tuesday of June, also observed the second Tuesday of June is World Pet Memorial Day.
Oh.
So, hey, maybe your rat can kick it before then. You can celebrate.
Yeah. I don't think I'm going to include the discussion of my impending pet deaths, but
yeah.
I think I'm going to cut that from the episode, but I'll leave this part in.
Okay.
If people wondering, I have some pets that aren't doing well.
Yeah.
They're being cared for.
It's a rat. June 11th, also National Making Life Beautiful Day.
Come on.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We could get National Improvised Wikipedia Podcast Day. We just need to, like, write the right fucking state senator or some shit.
You know how you celebrate it?
How?
By jumping up enthusiastically in your seat and climbing over the people in front of you to get to the stage.
It's fun. And it is, in fact, National German Chocolate Cake Day. All of this, according to the very credible website, holidays-and-observances.com.
Well, I mean, that's the second source for Corn on the Cob Day, so
it's true.
That must be true.
God, this Wikipedia page, not great. I will say
our performance also not great.
Oh yeah, very not good at all. Not saying we're gonna win by any stretch.
And this is very short, but it's fact dense. It's not like
There's no citations that are needed. They have like they have the excited
where
sources.
They're just playing fast and loose with what counts as a fact.
Yeah, I mean, I was gonna angle for us to find a way to tie, but I don't know that I can.
I don't
now.
Think we have it, unless my recipe is delicious.
Yeah, so I'll update the official post-it note that keeps track of the score. We'll chalk this up as a loss, bud.
I think we have to. You've bested us again.
Cake.
This is why I don't like it.
No, you established you didn't like it before this, Glenn. Let's not make up things. There are enough powerful white men in the world who are making things up willy-nilly that we don't need to add to the problem.
That's true. I did make that recipe up.
Yeah, but it sounds bomb-ass. Let's do it at someone else's house so we don't burn anything down that we care
I'll
about.
I'll do it in my house.
All right, well, we lost, but we should leave our traditional, like, if we were going to edit this page and leave a faked fact on here to be funny, guys, what would that faked fact be?
Oh...
I would mention exactly what you said in terms of the last line here is June 11th is National German Chocolate Day in America, parentheses, often observed on the 12th.
The 3rd, I think.
The 3rd, okay.
Right, because
yeah,
it was
actually
invented
on
the
3rd.
Yeah. So observed on the 11th.
Love it.
We'll go with that.
Love it. So good.
I don't like losing.
I don't either, but, you know. There are a lot more pages out there for us to redo. So, hey, thanks for listening, everybody. Do us a favor. Do us a favor and subscribe to the podcast. Leave us some ratings and reviews on Apple Podcasts. That would help us out. It's a real easy way to help us out. And remember, check out that Facebook page so you can give us suggestions, like Alexis did for German chocolate cake this week.
Thanks, Alexis. Sorry we blew it.